locally known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete, the Angie app, Bank of America, and Total Tech. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you on this beautiful summer day create your best home ever. So if you look around the house, if you look around the yard, if you're thinking about updating your deck or maybe sprucing up the patio or planning a kitchen project for the fall, whatever's on your to-do list, we're here to help. So pick up the phone, give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT, or you can also post your questions to us at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if you'd like to refresh your home with some new decor, but you're not sure if your budget is ready to handle the hit quite yet, we're going to share five ways that you can save lots of money decorating your home sweet home in today's smart spending tip in just a bit.
And much like the summer weather, the real estate market has been very hot this past year. And for first-time home buyers, that makes it even tougher to find an affordable house. We're going to share a new survey that lists the best and worst markets for first-time home buyers in just a bit.
And window screens are simple enough. I mean, they let fresh air into your house while keeping the pesky bugs out. But now there are new options in screening that does just that and a lot more.
But first, we want to hear what you are working on. From bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we're here to share expert advice to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence.
So let's get to it. Give us a call with your home improvement questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sherry in Tennessee is on the line with a question about a dryer. What is going on at your Money Pit?
We have recently renovated our home, and we have noticed that with our dryer, and they'll be dry, and sometimes I have just left them in there, and I have to refluff them to get the wrinkles out or something. But when I go back to them, if it's been overnight, they're pretty damp, and I didn't know if that was more of a dryer issue, or maybe it's the way we have it hooked up. It's in the laundry room, which is outside the kitchen, and is accessed through a vent just through the main, the wall into the outside.
Right. So let me ask you a question about this. If you're standing at the dryer and the signal goes off signaling that the drying load is done, are the clothes damp then, or do they become more damp when they sit overnight?
They become more damp overnight.
I mean, this sounds like a condensation thing where you've got the dryers all warm and toasty from the clothes being dried, and perhaps then it's on like a cold wall or exposed to air conditioning or something, right, Tom?
Maybe. It's a really odd problem. I can't imagine what's causing it unless there is high humidity. Do you have any evidence of high humidity anywhere else in that area? Do you see condensation? Do you see any mold growth? Does it feel like humid and sort of the air is thick down there, or is it only in the dryer?
I've I've not really noticed it.
You have a steam dryer? Does it have a water line that's hooked up to it? Is it a newer dryer that has a steam setting?
No.
I can't imagine what's causing this, but for, like you say, Leslie, the humidity down there. And so I'm going to give you some general advice on dehumidifying that space.
Okay.
Which is, all that humidity starts in the outside of the house. It starts when you have gutters that are clogged. It starts when the soil around the house is really flat so you don't get any runoff, or the downspouts aren't directed at least 4, 5, 6 feet away from the foundation. Because when you have a lot of water that collects around the house like that, it shows up first in the way of high humidity, and much later if it continues in the form of flooding. So I would definitely look at the dampness issue and see if we can dry that space down there. You might want to try a portable dehumidifier for a while just to see if that has an effect on it. But even if you have that running, stopping the moisture from forming at the outside is usually the way that you get this under control.
Okay.
And it's something you can do yourself, too. It's not terribly expensive. You just have to understand why this is happening. We have a post on MoneyPit.com, it's almost always on the homepage because it's so popular, about how to stop a basement from flooding. Now, of course, you said you don't have a basement that's flooding, and I understand that, but the advice is exactly the same. And we lay out step by step what you need to do to reduce moisture accumulation around the foundation perimeter of your house. So why don't you take a look at that as well, Sherry, okay?
Thank you so much.
Tim from Michigan's on the line and needs to do some renovations to a second-story deck. What's going on?
I've got a home on the lake. Got a large screened-in porch. Above the screened-in porch is a deck for the master bedroom. The deck for the master bedroom flooring used to be outdoor carpet. We removed the outdoor carpet, tried to replace it with a marine vinyl, and it failed miserably. I'm looking for options on what would be a good surface for this upper deck.
Yeah, I mean, a second-story deck that's leaking is kind of tricky because I feel like at this point you've kind of exhausted some possibilities and you're kind of stuck with fiberglass as the last option, right?
Yeah, I think it really should be the first option and only option for this kind of an assembly, because with fiberglass, it's basically the deck is basically covered with fiberglass material, and the fiberglass goes up under the siding and over the saddle of the door that goes, in your case, to the bedroom. And it's kind of like what you would see in a bathtub or a shower pan. You know, it's absolutely impenetrable by water once it's done. But if you try to use any other type of material, like you talked about vinyl, that's just not going to cut it, because it's really a permanent installation where it goes under the siding, over the saddle, across the deck, and the water runs off it. And a lot of these fiberglass decking products have also an additive, sort of a grit that gives them some traction, because they can get slippery, especially if you happen to step out there in the winter time. So that's a really good thing to look for as well. But I think fiberglass is the solution here to your problem.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call with your do-it-yourself questions anytime at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, are you getting ready to refresh your home with some new decor? Maybe you're not sure if your budget is ready to take that hit. Well, we're going to share 5 ways that you guys can save lots of money in decorating your home sweet home in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, after this.
Live in a money pit.
If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as the source for hardwood and wood look flooring, but you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pro shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job, and you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit LLflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. There's a lot of pride that comes with owning a home and a lot of responsibility, and sometimes it can be a lot to take care of. Introducing Angie. Formerly Angie's List, Angie is your home for everything home. Angie takes all the work your home needs and puts the solution right at your fingertips. With Angie, you can see upfront pricing on hundreds of projects, instantly book and pay, and connect with expert pros all in one place. Make your home an Angie home. Check out Angie.com today.
Money Pit is presented by Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. In the red bag, make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. Quikrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. On air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And as you look around your house on this beautiful summer day, is there a project that you'd like to get done or maybe a repair that's been kind of bugging you and you don't know how to approach it? Give us a call with those questions or post them to MoneyPit.com and we would be happy to help.
Reach out, let us know what you are working on because we are giving away a great set of products today that can help you with dozens of repairs around the house or even on the job site. We've got up for grabs the original Super Glue's Total Tech. Now, Total Tech is the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive and an all-purpose sealant. Plus, it's paintable. You can check it out at Amazon or even in your local hardware store, or head on over to supergluecorp.com/totaltech so you can check it out today.
We're giving away a package of 8 different Total Tech products worth $64. So give us a call right now with those home improvement questions or post them at moneypit.com.
Leah from California is on the line with a question about an AC Freon leak. What's going on, Leah?
My dad has a home, and he had paid a gentleman to replace his air conditioner / heating unit. So he has the one unit outside, and then there's the unit on the inside that has, like, the heating coil, I believe it is. Basically, the unit's been leaking Freon for the last 3 to 4 years, and the guy came and re-jacked it up 2 times, and it's the R22, so the bad time. We keep getting mixed information regarding how dangerous that Freon leak is and if it's something that he needs to be concerned with as far as having his ducting cleaned out or if just getting the machine repaired itself will be sufficient.
So this sounds like a split ductless system where you have a compressor outside and you have like an air handler mounted on the wall inside. I can tell you, Leah, that both Leslie and I have split ductless systems in our home. We think the technology is really good. It's really solid. Unfortunately, in your case or in your dad's case, it sounds like this refrigerant leak, the Freon leak, has not been actually identified. So we know it exists because you lose Freon, but we don't know why it exists or where it exists. And so the focus really should be here on finding that spot and testing the whole system for that leak, because if we can identify where it's leaking, then you can fix it. The solution is not to just keep putting more in it. And yes, it is an antiquated refrigerant, and it is changing now. I'm sure that continued exposure to it's not a good thing, although it's probably a fairly small amount. And in most cases, this stuff will evaporate out very slowly over time. So I don't think it's a huge exposure, but certainly any exposure is not good. And I think if you can focus on identifying the source of the leak and not just keep putting more in, then I think you get a chance of getting it fixed. You know, the fact that it's using Freon over a more modern refrigerant is not a problem. Most older systems do. And, yeah, we are changing over to better refrigerants now, but it's not a reason in and of itself to replace the entire system. If you can't identify the source of the leak, then you got to make a decision as to whether or not you do want to replace it, because I don't see any other sort of half measure that you could take. I hope that makes sense. Thanks so much for giving us a call at the Money Pit. Well, one of the most exciting things about owning a new home is decorating it. But if you rush into that decorating project and you buy some pricey furniture, you might be making some choices that you'll later regret. Instead, our advice is to think ahead and come up with a plan. We've got 5 ways that you can do just that in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's super exciting when you get a new space, even a new room, even a small space, whatever it is, you want to make it look great and you want to have some new stuff for it. But first of all, guys, spread out those expensive purchases. You're going to be buying a number of high-ticket items. Think about like a couch, a bed, a television, all of those things you want, but you don't need them all immediately. So make a list of the pieces that you're going to buy and then sort of prioritize the sort of need, want, have to have immediately, all of that, and then go from there. Next, you want to avoid trendy design choices because trendy things are generally going to go out of style, and sometimes they go out more quickly than they even sort of last as a trend. So don't plunk down a ton of money on that patterned couch. Think about truly whether you're going to like it 5 years from now. Another thing is if you're going to splurge, splurge on an essential. You know, classic pieces are really worth investing in, and you can always cover the trends with inexpensive home accents. That's a great way to bring in that color or that pattern or that sheen, whatever it is. Don't go and make the couch that crazy pattern. Go ahead and make the couch classic, but then put on a throw pillow that works to satisfy that trend. Also, decorate around a statement piece. If you've got an item that you love, let that piece anchor that room. Now, that could be a piece of art, a rug, a piece of furniture, whatever it is, make that the focal point and then design around it. And another great option, you've got a ton of stuff, you're moving from somewhere, you're redecorating a room from another spot, repurpose what you already have. I mean, it could be as simple as repainting a piece of furniture or taking something from one room and moving it into another. Sort of repurposing the stuff around the house, it's a great way to upcycle everything that you've got at home. Plus, it helps you save a ton of decorating dollars.
Yeah, great advice. And I've got one more tip that I swear can save you thousands. And it's simply this. If you're moving into a new home, wait at least 2 or 3 months before making big purchases or making big changes. Why? Well, one of two things is going to happen. You're either going to get used to the old decor and shift some of that existing furnishings around and discover maybe it's not so bad, or the desire to decorate is going to increase and you'll take on the project anyway. But I can guarantee you that a lot of folks will find that as they get used to the old place, that their plans for updating, their plans for change shift, and it almost always results in you saving lots of money.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Michael from California is on the line and is looking to do some gutter work himself. Let's find out if this is a good idea. What's going on?
I just had my roof replaced on my home, and now I'm looking at the rain gutters. Would it be a mistake for me to buy the rain gutter sections at Home Depot, the aluminum ones and the caulking and rivets and everything, and do this project myself? Or would I regret just not hiring a gutter company to come out and install the one-piece gutters? I talked to two companies, and it's quite expensive. I could save quite a bit of money if I just bought the stuff at Home Depot.
You know, I think that installing the gutters yourself, Michael, is definitely a do-it-yourself project. However, the one thing that you would not have that gutter companies do have is the ability to make those gutters seamless. You're going to have to use gutter sections and join them together, which can be done. You know, it can be effective. It's just a little sloppier maybe than just having it one piece. Like, I have a garage that's 30 feet long because it's a garage shop, and they could basically roll out one 30-foot piece of gutter for that and not have any seams in the middle. So, look, you can do it yourself. You're definitely going to save some money. You're going to have to be very careful with your craftsmanship to make sure that everything's attached properly. I'll give you one tip on that. Don't use gutter spikes. There's a type of screw that you can replace that with. It's like a long lag bolt designed just for gutters. And this way, once you attach it, it won't fall out. And you want to make sure that they slope properly, because you're going to be putting these in sections. You're going to have to sort of plot out that slope, maybe by running a chalk line and snapping a line down the fascia to make sure you maintain the proper angle of these pieces as they get assembled. And then where they join together, you're going to have to use a sealant on all of those seams to make sure they don't leak. So you definitely can do it yourself. It will save you some money. It may not look as perfect as it would if a gutter company did it, but if they're charging you crazy prices, then maybe it's just not worth using a pro and you should go DIY.
Jim in Pennsylvania, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I have hard water in my house, and every, I don't know, year about, I have to clean out my water heater to get the calcium deposits out. So my question is, first of all, is there a better tool than a shop vac with a piece of copper tubing taped to it? To get into the, you know, I take the bottom element out and I shove that in there and try to clean that calcium out. Is there a way to liquefy that so that I could wash it out, or is there a water heater on the market that provides access to that?
So how much calcium do you actually think you're getting out of this when you open it up?
Oh my, it gets to the point where it's almost to the bottom element.
I wonder if you could put a filtration system in before the water heater that will take some of that away. You know, the problem with calcium is not so much that it shortens the life of the water heater, it just acts as an insulator. And so if you have it, you have electric water heater?
It's electric, yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably not even affecting your efficiency much because it's just taking up room. See, if you have a gas water heater and the flame is underneath it, then it acts as an insulator, and the gas has to run longer to heat the water up. But because you have an electric water heater where the elements are embedded up higher in the unit, I don't think it has any effect on the efficiency.
Well, you know, how I found out about this was the element went bad.
Yeah.
The bottom element, and I took it out, you know, to replace it, and I couldn't hardly get it out. It was actually above the element at that point the first time.
Yeah, you know why? Because it probably, that might have shortened the life of the element because it basically held the heat into it, didn't allow it to cool like it normally does. So I could definitely see it shortening the life of it. Do you have any other type of filtration system on the well?
Just an inline filter that we put on. We had the water tested, and an ultraviolet light and an inline filter is all we have.
There's a there's an electronic device called Easy Water.
Okay.
That basically will help suspend those water particles, those mineral salts in the water, and kind of let it flush right through as opposed to collecting. And I like it because it's no salt involved. You know, it basically doesn't add to the salinity of the water. It does it electronically. It's at easywater.com. Take a look at it. They also have an extraordinarily good warranty. If you install it and you don't like it, they'll send you your money back.
All right, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call. Post your question anytime at moneypit.com, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie. You can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, a new survey reveals the best and the worst markets for first-time home buyers. It turns out that four of the best markets to buy in are all in the same state. We're going to highlight those details next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at the SimpleMat.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco. 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop it at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. at the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally, the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best-tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
The Biden administration has stated that it would be sending, quote, strike force teams to private residences in order to question households on their vaccination status, as well as offer vaccinations. To be informed about your rights, visit pji.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at pji.org.
I thought, well, that makes a lot of sense. So it's on our shopping list. I'll have to let you know what happened.
You could have a new pet.
It's sad. You go outside and I see literally a pile of feathers.
Oh,
like it's a crime scene.
It's amazing. And they destroy those birds. It's so insane. Well, hopefully you can relocate that kitty and he won't cause any more troubles.
Absolutely.
Well, the real estate market has been very hot this past year, with 14% more people becoming first-time homeowners compared to the previous year. Now, with that in mind, the experts at the personal finance website WalletHub released its report on 2021's best and worst cities for first-time homebuyers.
Yeah, so to figure this out, they looked at 300 cities of varying sizes. Now, they looked at housing affordability numbers, property tax rates, and about 20 other factors, and here's what they found. So the list for the best cities for first-time home buyers starts with Chesapeake, Virginia, the number one position, then Gilbert, Arizona, Lincoln, Nebraska, Cape Coral, Florida, Boise, Idaho, Hampton, Virginia, Peoria, Arizona, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, and Surprise, Arizona. Now, the surprise to me in looking at this list was four of the top ten are literally, in my view, in the same market. I mean, Chesapeake, Hampton, Virginia Beach, and Norfolk are all like adjoining areas in Virginia Beach. Yeah, like if you drew like a one-hour circle like around them, you would hit all four. And then so I said, let me take a look at Arizona. And sure enough, Gilbert and Peoria and Surprise, Arizona are also fairly close together. So if you look at this top 10, it's really five markets that are great places for first-time home buyers. But that is very contrary to what you find when we look at the worst cities for first-time home buyers, right, Leslie?
Yeah, I mean, there's a commonality here. First off, we're talking about Boston, Massachusetts. And then we've got Burbank, California, Glendale, Santa Barbara, San Mateo, Los Angeles, Santa Monica, San Francisco, Oakland, and Berkeley. What do those nine cities have in common?
Gee, I wonder.
They are all in California.
Stay out of California.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, talk about like a beautiful place to be, and the West Coast is lovely, but horrible for your first-time home buyers out there.
All right. Toledo, Ohio may be a better choice because Toledo has the most affordable housing. It's 19.1 times cheaper than Santa Barbara, California, which is the city, of course, with the least affordable housing. And then you look at Honolulu, lowest real estate tax rate, 0.29%, which is 12.9 times lower than Waterbury, Connecticut. However, New Orleans has the lowest home energy cost per month at $97 a month, which is 4.8 times lower than Honolulu. So in Honolulu, you get cheap taxes, but you're going to pay almost $500 a month in energy bills.
But it's also the most beautiful place ever, so I'll take it.
That's true. You definitely have that. So really interesting data there when you look at affordability. Such a crazy market right now. I know folks that have been asking me what I think about buying a house now, and I say wait.
Don't.
Wait it out, because these prices are definitely inflated. I think it's going to come down and settle out another 6 months to a year.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out. Let us know what you are working on. Ask us anything to do about home improvement, real estate, whatever it is. We are here to lend a hand at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Just ahead, window screens play a big role in improving your home's comfort during the milder months. Now, new options make them even more useful. We're going to share that update next.
You live in a body pit.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Totaltech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Totaltech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Totaltech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Totaltech today on Amazon or your local hardware store. If you're a building or design pro, you probably know LL Flooring as a source for hardwood and wood look flooring, but you might not know what they've done to make your job easier. The new LL Flooring Pro website lets pros shop online with their exclusive pro pricing.
It also allows you to send a special referral code to your clients, so even if they're paying directly for their materials, they can benefit from your special pro rate, but only if you send them the code. There's also a ton of planning tools also to help pick the product, budget, and track the job. And you can even see store inventories live to plan your lead times.
And best of all, any pro who registers a new account or an existing pro who makes an online purchase between August 4th and August 10th will get a free $20 Domino's Pizza gift card. So visit llflooring.com/pro and come hungry.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. And whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming about a reno, we are going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Whether you need a quick fix or a bigger repair, it's always helpful to have the right sealant on hand, and we're giving away one today that works on dozens of repairs around the house or even in your job site. I'm talking about the original Superglue's Total Tech. Now, it grabs instantly, it dries ridiculously fast, and it creates a 100% watertight seal, so it really is ideal for use in and around a pool, a sink, a bathtub, anywhere you've got some water. Now, check it out. You can look at their website, supergluecorp.com/totaltech. You can check it out on Amazon. You can even find it in a local hardware store. And we've got up for grabs a package with 8 different Total Tech products worth $64 going out to one lucky home improver drawn at random.
Give us a call with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Now we're heading to Arkansas with Butch on the line. What is going on at your Money Pit?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I've got some water that's coming into my garage, and we bought this house about 4 years ago.
And this wasn't a planned water feature, huh?
No, no, unfortunately not. In fact, I did two things wrong. I added a parking pad to the double wide driveway and ruined the sprinkler system in the process, but that's not where the water's coming from. But I think it's my uphill neighbor's, you know, flows down, and I think right. The water is coming down from some of that, and then it's a little bit of it's getting into the garage.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure with all that now parking area, if I don't know that I can divert it, but I didn't know if they made something like a weather strip for the garage floor door that you could glue down just to keep it from coming in.
Yeah.
It's not a lot,
so,
but yeah.
Right. Yeah, I mean, there are those products. There are kind of like saddles for the garage floor and for the bottom of the door, but they're not made to hold back much water. If you've got a steady stream that's coming downhill or running down the driveway, the only way to really permanently deal with that is to put in a driveway drain or a curtain drain. Basically, it's sort of like a narrow trough that gets cut into the driveway all across the front apron of the garage. And the idea is that the water falls into that, collects, and then runs out the end. You pitch them, and you can hook up drains to them depending on how the yard is basically set up. But you got to move the water from in front of the garage to behind it so it doesn't go through the garage on its way to dissipation, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and the problem is it's coming down almost parallel to the garage door, but obviously a little bit, and in a heavy rain, we'll get a 3 or 4 foot puddle in the middle of the garage.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, here's what you want to do is put in a drain across the front of the garage, and also if it's coming sort of pointing towards the side, you could put a curtain drain in there. There's a material for embedding in the soil called Easy Drain, which is kind of like a drain with aggregate sort of built into it. It's got like a foam, kind of looks like styrofoam peanuts that stick to the pipe, and it's surrounded by a filter cloth.
Yeah.
Right, so you drop it in place after you build your trench, and then that fills up and runs the water away. And then for the area right in front of that garage, again, that you would have to actually put an apron in for a curtain drain right in front of that apron, which is a different type of drainage sort of assembly. You'll have to order it. And then you drop it in place there, and you probably could have them both tied together so the water runs through one pipe and then discharge it wherever you can.
Right.
So depending on how your yard is set up there, get it down past where it's back into the car, into the garage, and then let it out to daylight there.
Excellent. Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, Butch. Thanks for listening, and good luck with that project.
Sure. Bye now.
Well, window screens are about as low-tech as it gets. But window screens do play a big role in improving your home's comfort during the milder months. They're going to let you open your windows, get that fresh air into the house, all the while keeping out those pesky bugs and insects from getting inside.
Yeah, and most of us don't pay a lot of attention to our window screens until they fail or they begin to look worn and tattered. And if that sounds like your house, we've got some ideas that can help. Now, first, we should note that window screens have changed a lot since we were kids. I remember them always have made a very stiff, strong metal. But today, most of the stock window screens are soft and fiberglass. So let's start there.
Yeah, now the fiberglass window screens, they're going to come in fine, standard, and heavy-duty grades. And each grade has a very different purpose. So the fine fiberglass window screen, that really is best to use if you just want to keep out a lot of small insects. Now, this type of window screen is often used in marshy and coastal areas where you've got gnats or sand flies, and those are a problem especially during summer months, and those are super-duper teeny. Now, standard fiberglass screen is the most common, and it's the least expensive type out there, and that's where you're going to find it in most homes around the U.S. It's reasonably durable for the cost, but it can break down quickly from UV rays when you've got a window in full sun, like on the south side of your house. And last, we've got the heavy-duty fiberglass option. It's typically used in larger windows where that screen needs to be strong, and it needs to cover a larger window opening.
Yeah, and keep in mind that fiberglass screens pop out easily. So if you grew up with screens that were metal and they were inside tracks and they were really sturdy, just keep in mind that the fiberglass screens are not. So you got to be careful around kids' rooms and pets where they could pop out of the window with just a little bit of pressure. Now, if you do want to have those heavy-duty metal screens, they are still available in aluminum, and they're rust-resistant. They don't sag, and they've usually got a protective coating that can withstand corrosion. And those are also really helpful in the coastal areas where sometimes all that moisture contains a lot of salt. But here's one that I really like, and that's a pet screen. If you've got pets that scratch at your screens or you got young kids who can be rough on screens, pet screens are a great choice. Now, these are made of very heavy-duty vinyl-coated polyester, which is a lot stronger than regular screening material, and they also can tolerate some stretching and pressure strains without sagging. Now, we don't have pets, and we don't have young kids, but I still use this pet screening in my screen door last year because the regular screening, it's a full-size screen door, right? So it's full open. There's no reinforcement. And what would happen is, even though we were careful over the year, eventually the screening would sort of pull loose from the track. And so I switched it out to pet screening. It hasn't come out since. So good stuff, a little bit more expensive, but definitely worth it.
Oh, that's really smart. Now, there's a newer type out there, and it's called high visibility screening, and it's made of super duper duper fine fiber, and it makes it almost invisible. It is more costly, but it's worth it for the windows in your home that look out on your favorite views, because I'm telling you, you cannot see it. It's really amazing.
So lots of options to consider if your screens are ready for replacement.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus you've got the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Just ahead, if you've ever had to deal with an uneven concrete walkway that's causing a lot of people to trip, we're going to share an easy fix next.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros,
see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. Now, you can call your home improvement questions in, or you can also post them to MoneyPit.com. So whichever way you need help, reach out to us, and we will be here to help you get the job done.
Kelly reached out and says, my house has a concrete walk to the front door with a slight bump where one section has settled. The bump is 2 inches at most, and sometimes people miss knowing it's there and trip. I know I should have done something about it long before now, but what? Do I paint it, light it, add some sort of cement, turn it into a gentle slope? How do I fix this?
Yeah, you probably should have done something a lot sooner than this. You certainly don't want to have a trip hazard around your house. So what I think the best option to do is to actually add some sort of cement, as you put it. But you can't use any type of cement, because whenever you do a patch like this, when you're putting new product or new cement or new mortar on top of existing concrete, you have to choose a product that is specifically not designed for that. Otherwise, it just doesn't stick. And what happens is, if you live in an area where it gets below zero, it's going to come off really quickly. The first time it freezes, it will just pop off. And if you live in a warmer climate, it'll take a little bit longer, but guarantee it will not stick. So you want to use a product like QuickCrete has one that's called a polymer modified structural repair. Long name, it basically is a mortar mix that is designed to adhere to that old surface. And they're really good at that. This is a product that I think is one of their best-selling repair products, just because it works so darn well. And you could use it to basically trowel out on that sidewalk and slope it so that you have, you know, a nice even slope wherever it drops like that. And if it drops some more, you may have to add more, and you can do that. So you definitely need to use a product designed to stick to the old concrete, and that is probably the best way to handle this.
All right. Next up, Tony says, every year or two, he takes the time to remove the bottom element on his water heater and suck out the calcium deposits. The first challenge I have, though, is to rig up a piece of copper to my shop vac and tape it to the heater to accomplish this. Is there a better tool out there for this task? P.S. I love your show.
I think you're probably working too hard. That internal drain valve should be more than sufficient for getting rid of the calcium deposits from your water heater. And by the way, the only thing that you gain by removing the calcium is a little bit more efficiency, because the calcium, if it is laying across the bottom of the tank, it can act as an insulator between the flame and the water, but it really has no effect on corrosion. That valve in your water heater has some threads on it, so you just thread on a garden hose and run it somewhere where the water can run out, and then open that valve and just let it drain, and that will do it. You don't have to make yourself any fancy tools or figure out a way to do this. We've got the technology. It's designed to do just that.
Now, is it true, Tom, if you've never drained the water tank, don't do it? Like, it's either do it all the time or just ignore it. What's the story with that?
I've never really ever drained my water heaters, and I also have never lived in places that had really hard water. If you did have an area where, let's say, you had well water and it was hard water, you know when you have it, right, because it doesn't get very soapy when you try to wash. I think I might do it once in a while, but I really don't feel like it's a necessary thing. And I'll tell you something else that's not necessary. That pressure relief valve that's on the side of the tank, sometimes people will tell you to open it and close it a few times to kind of flush out any mineral deposits that are in there. Big mistake, because I'm telling you, every 3 or 4 times you try to do that, it's going to get stuck open, and you'll never get it shut again, and you'll end up with a big plumbing repair.
Yeah, I mean, you've really got to fight the temptation to kind of mess around with the water heater. They do tend to run on their own. I know that's at least how I manage it at my house. But, you know, you want to be careful, because you want them to stick around and you want them to work.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and thank you so much for doing just that. We hope that we've been able to give you some tips and ideas to help improve the spaces that you'd like to work on around your house. Just a reminder that you can reach us with your questions 24/7 when you post them at MoneyPit.com or call them in to 1-888-MONEYPIT. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Body pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Biden letting the clock run out for a nationwide eviction moratorium.
It was a long-shot effort to prevent the more than 3.6 million Americans at risk of eviction from being forced from their homes. Biden announced Thursday that he would allow the moratorium to expire tonight. He was wary of challenging a Supreme Court ruling, signaling this would be the last deadline. Instead, calling on Congress to act. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi raced to respond, but could not quickly muster the votes. The Senate could try again today to extend the ban. Meanwhile, nearly $47 billion in federal housing aid to the states during the pandemic has been slow to make it into the hands of renters and landlords owed payments. I'm Julie Walker.
Senate was open for business this weekend, trying to finish writing an infrastructure bill. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he's prepared to keep everybody in Washington for as long as it takes to vote on the bill. Texas says no to masks.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed an executive order prohibiting mask mandates or COVID-19 vaccine requirements from government agencies and municipalities statewide. Abbott issued the order after the CDC recommended indoor mask mandates regardless of vaccination status. The Republican governor went on to reiterate his argument that the path forward relies on personal responsibility rather than government mandates. Patrick Frost reporting.
Parents and policymakers across the nation now plunged into a new debate, this one over whether or not face masks should be required when schools reopen in the fall. Now, U.S. health officials are recommending children mask up in school because of the Delta variant, and some states are likely to heed that guidance, but others are maybe leaving the decision up to parents to decide what's best for their kids. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Startup commercial electric vehicle maker Lordstown Motors says it received a $400 million investment from a private equity firm.
The struggling Ohio company says in a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission that a New Jersey-based hedge fund has agreed to buy $400 million of its stock. Lordstown's operations have been under increasing scrutiny in recent months after the company said it had no firm orders for its vehicles. The company's CEO and chief financial officer then resigned.
Jeremy House reporting. Walmart says they're going to require all its workers at headquarters, as well as managers who travel within the U.S., to be vaccinated against COVID-19 by October 4th. And the big box retailer is also reversing its mask policy for employees, including vaccinated ones, who work in stores, clubs, distribution facilities, as well as warehouses. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Protests today in France over a virus pass.
Liberty was the slogan of the day at past protests across France. The marches drew estimates of more than 200,000 people around the country, more than 14,000 in Paris, where tensions flared in front of the Moulin Rouge nightclub. As some in the crowd hurled objects, police fired tear gas and a water cannon. They say three officers were injured, while at least one protester was seen bleeding from the head. With COVID-19 infections spiking in France and hospitalizations rising, lawmakers have passed a bill requiring a special pass in most places as of August 9th. The pass requires a vaccination or a quick negative test or proof of a recent recovery from COVID-19. Polls show a majority of French support the pass. I'm Ben Thomas.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at ReadingCult45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there!
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888.
The Money Pit is presented by QuickCrete, the Angie app, Bank of America, and Total Tech. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. You want to turn your house from money pit to castle. We're here to do just that. If you want some advice on how to make a repair or plan an improvement, we can help you with that too. Whatever's on your to-do list, you are welcome to slide it over to ours by reaching out with your home improvement questions. A couple of ways to do that. You can post your questions to us at moneypit.com, or you can call them in to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We're going to start off today's show with an important safety tip about the number one danger for young children. Every summer we hear this. It's the number one thing. It's drowning. And we hate reading this, and we hate hearing about it. It doesn't seem to change, but we're not going to give up. We're going to keep pressing with information on how to keep kids safe, especially from pool drownings. And today we're going to give you some tips on the system that you can put in place to help make sure that tragedy never strikes close to your home.
And we're just about halfway through the summer season, which means it's that time of year when millions of folks transform their garages and yards into a storefront. You know, you got to get rid of all the junk you don't want any longer somehow, right?
Yeah, it's actually even a National Garage Sale Day every year. I think it's the second Saturday of August. So it's a celebrated holiday for sure.
I'll send you a card, Tom. Well, whether you need to clear clutter or maybe you want to make a few bucks or both, we're going to have some tips to help your garage sale go smoothly.
And if you've ever tried to repair a cracked or deteriorated concrete sidewalk or a driveway or garage floor, you might have found that those repairs have to be made in the same spots over and over again. We're going to share a way to do those once and have them stick around for a while.
But first, the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, you're dealing with a repair, or you're dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
So give us a call with your home improvement questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Justin from Alexandria, Virginia is on the line, and he's a repeat caller to the Money Pit. So what's going on now?
Did we get it right last time, Justin?
Yeah, the last project turned out great. We abated all the asbestos. We put the flooring down in the basement, and now it leads up to the laundry room, which leads to our new problem.
Okay, what's next?
So after that asbestos is abated, there is no asbestos in our laundry room because they never put those old, 1970s tiles down. But they did decide to paint it 25 times. So there's a whole bunch of paint in this room, different layers of paint. It's not lead or anything. But because it's in the basement and it's in the laundry room and it flooded often or whatever, it's chipped everywhere. It looks terrible. And we've been trying to figure out something to do with the flooring in here to make it look nice. One idea was strip down all the paint and then try to do a new layer of maybe like an epoxy or something. Another idea was to put down another, like a thinner luxury vinyl plank so that it's more bendy because there is, in the center of the space, a drain that is meant to capture any overflow that ever might occur from the catastrophic event from either the sump pump or from the it's an old style laundry machine out where there's no 3-inch. It's like, they just have some pantyhose that lead into the sink and they call it a day.
Yeah. I think you're on the right track. I'd go with option B there, because I was thinking luxury vinyl plank when you said that, because it's 100% waterproof. Now, around this drain, I think what I would do there, because luxury vinyl plank can float on top of the old floor, right? And you can use some sort of a molding to trim the edge. What I would do where the drain is I would very carefully cut that drain circle out, and cut that hole out, and I would caulk underneath that with an adhesive sealant, something like Total Tech, which is made by super glue. I would seal around that drain so that piece is held down tight around the drain. And I think from there, you'll just be good to go. I don't think it's worth you trying to strip off all that old paint, Leslie. I think for a laundry room, a luxury vinyl plank is a good choice. What do you think?
That's definitely a great choice for a laundry room. It's super durable. Should you have any issues with water or leaking situations, that's going to stand up very well. And you've got so many choices, so you can really make it look as stylish or designed or as simple as you want.
Yeah, and it's inexpensive, so, you could change it in a few years and It'll be super easy to do.
Truly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were thinking about doing the vinyl plank because I didn't really want to deal with the stripping, especially since we're going to have kids in the house soon. And, just in general, using the stripping stuff, even if you're using like the Citra one or like Smart Strip or whatever those ones are called, they're less toxic, but you probably don't want them
in an
unventilated space for too long. Especially since you'd have to like power wash it or something at the end to get it out.
I don't think it's necessary, Justin. I think that's a great option for you.
All right. I'll keep that in mind then.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit. And given that you're at the literally on the ground floor of your next home improvement project and you're expecting to fill the house up with kids, I think that you'll be calling us time and time again as the years go on, and we'll be glad to help.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
Put us on speed dial.
Will do. Thanks so much.
Marty in Ohio needs some help cleaning some kitchen cabinets. Tell us about it.
I have maple kitchen cabinets, and above the hood area, it is very dirty from the fan and from cooking, and there's a residue on the cabinet. And I was wondering what type of product I could use to take off the grit that is on the cabinet without damaging the maple cabinet.
So, Margie, the area that you describe over, the cooking area above the hood, that's generally a very greasy spot in the kitchen under the best of circumstances. So I think your first step is to try to just clean it with some sort of, grease remover, like an orange cleaner or like, I always call it Goof Off, but I don't think that's the right name.
Yeah, no, I think that is one of the products, or a Murphy's Oil Soap.
Yeah. I mean, something that has a citrus in it that's going to help you break down all of that grease buildup would probably be your best place to start and see how you do. I mean, outside of that, if you're going to start messing with the sheen or the finish of that specific cabinet on its own, you're going to then have to work with the rest of the cabinets to sort of match up to that. So my first attempt would be really to scrub it, clean it, give it some good old elbow grease and see where you go.
You might want to take the doors off the hinges to do this work because it might be easier to work on them when they're on a flat surface like that. And then you can go back and do the frame around the door after you've sort of perfected your cleaning on the door first and put it all back together. And if that works, you know, this might be a situation where you just keep going, right? Because even though the rest of the cabinets aren't terribly dirty.
They're more dirty than you think, I bet.
Yeah, you only know sometimes when you start cleaning it up, right? Because that's when you see it get lifted off. You're like, oh, there's a whole new color under there.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, July is almost over, so you got one more month of summer projects. And how can we help? Well, give us a call and we'll help you out with whatever it is you are working on at 888-MONEY-PIT. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. So Angie's List is now Angie. And now really is a great time to book that next home project. You can get started at Angie.com.
And up next, the number one danger for young children every summer is drowning. We'll have tips on a system you can put in place to help make sure that tragedy never strikes close to your home after this.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Everyone loves a tiled shower, but water and vapor can get through grout in shower walls and floors and cause serious damage. In fact, as a home inspector, I've inspected thousands of showers and found leaks below the tile that caused expensive damage. The Schluter shower system eliminates the risk of shower failures due to moisture. The system creates a totally waterproof environment that properly manages all moisture. Quite simply, moisture cannot get into the walls and floor. The system eliminates the risk of mold and mildew. To learn more, go to Schluter.com.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage your home's to-do list all in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition: a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with Rumble Stone from Pavestone.
For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And on the Money Pit podcast, we help you plan, save you money, and spare you from home improvement snafus. You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Reach out to Team Money Pit. Let us know what you are working on. We're standing by 24/7, and we're also standing by to give away a great set of products today. They're going to help you with dozens of repairs around the house. We've got up for grabs the original Super Glues Total Tech. Now, Total Tech really is the perfect mix of a heavy-duty construction adhesive, but also an all-purpose sealant. It's going to grab instantly, it's going to dry really fast, and it's 100% watertight. So it's perfect if you've got a pool, a repair in a sink or a tub, plus you can paint it. Now, it's available at Amazon or even at your local hardware store, but you can learn more right now at supergluecorp.com/totaltech.
And we're giving away a package of 8 different Total Tech products worth $64 going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us with your home improvement questions. We'll toss your name in the Money Pit hard hat and might be sending that package off to your house.
Judy in Missouri is on the line with a roofing question. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering if you had ever heard of, had a roof repair a few years ago and it's been leaking ever since. They used what they called TAM shield. It's a synthetic underlayment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's plastic. And they use that instead of felt paper.
Yeah, right. It's synthetic. And it's actually an upgrade to standard 15-pound felt paper. And it's actually better than using standard felt paper under a roof. The reason that your roof is leaking now is probably not because of the TAM shield. It's probably because of something that went wrong with the repair, but I don't think it would have been the underlayment, because that's actually pretty good stuff. How is it leaking, Judy? Tell me about the leak.
Well, we really don't know. It comes through in our bathroom, and we get up in the attic, and we can see drips, but they can't seem to pinpoint it. They've worked on it several times, and they just can't get it to go away.
All right. Usually, if your roof is leaking above your bathroom, there's a pipe that goes through the ceiling right there and up through the roof, and it's the plumbing vent pipe. And right around that vent pipe, there's like a rubber boot that seals that pipe between the pipe and the roof itself, and then there's flashing that goes around that. That's the most common place for a roof leak, when you have it leak right above a bathroom. And a lot of times contractors will try to sort of tar that in place, but that's a bad idea. What I would recommend is to take out the plumbing vent flashing, and you can do that easily by removing a few shingles in that area. Roof shingles are actually pretty easy to disassemble if you know kind of a trick of the trade. I like to do it with a flat bar that you can slip up under the roof shingle, find the nail, and sort of pry it from side to side, and it'll pop right out. And then you replace that plumbing vent flashing and put it back together again and make sure you put everything in the right order so the roofing lays on top of the flashing. That usually stops that leak.
But leave the vent pipe there?
Oh, yeah. The vent pipe is there for an important reason. You're going to start having problems flushing your toilet, and all your sinks are going to start to gurgle if you take that out. But replace the plumbing vent flashing there, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Judy. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, did you know that drowning is the number one cause of death for young children? Summertime means lots of time spent in and around a swimming pool, which can be dangerous if you don't have properly designed pool fencing.
Yeah, and one thing that's important to know about pool fences is that they're actually quite different than non-pool fences. A pool fence needs to be at least 4 feet high, and it has to be designed to be non-climbable. Now, with chain link fencing, for example, the mesh opening should be 1.25 inches or less, which is too small for a toddler to get a toe hold on. And with iron fencing, the spacing between those vertical bars should be no more than 4 inches, and the horizontal supports have to be mounted facing the pool so that you can't get, again, a foot in there and swing over the top, because the supports have to be at least 45 inches apart. So they're definitely designed a lot different than regular fencing.
Yeah, and you know what? The fencing is only as good as the gate, which tends to be the weakest link in all of that pool fencing. So the gate's got to be self-closing and self-latching, so they've got to slam shut if you accidentally leave them open. And the gate latches should be mounted at least 54 inches off the ground and have child-proof relief mechanisms. I mean, they've got to be tall enough where the littlest kids can't reach them. And I'm telling you, some of these gate latches are so complicated to open. I stand there as an adult person struggling, so I think it's good. You got to make sure it's hard to get in.
Absolutely. Now, baby fencing, which can be a secondary fence installed closer to the pools, it's also an option for homes where the fence encloses the yard, but not necessarily the pool. Just keep in mind that baby fencing may keep young children out of harm's way, but it does not work for toddlers that can climb. And if you've ever raised a toddler, you know that they learn these skills, like, so fast. They couldn't climb one day, and all of a sudden, they're, like, rappelling down sides of buildings the next. I mean, it's crazy. They're so quick at this stuff, how they change. So you really need to keep an eye on stuff and just add another layer of protection to your scheme around the pool, and this is going to really help keep everybody safe.
Courtney in Texas is on the line with a very stinky question at her money pit. What is going on?
It's not an old house. We've just lived here just under a year, and the previous owner was a cigarette smoker, and so pretty much everything smelled like cigarette. So
yeah, it's
we
disgusting.
Replaced and painted, and we've done a lot of work on it. But I'm wondering if I need to just replace or clean out the ventilation system. That's one thing I haven't done yet.
Well, let's talk about this. So, are we talking about every room in the house here, or are you focused on one particular room?
It was every room in the house.
And do you have carpet in the house?
It's been replaced.
Carpet's been replaced. When you replaced the carpet, you had, what, hardwood floors or you had plywood floors underneath?
It was plywood.
Did you paint them? Did you paint them with a sealer?
No.
So one of the things that we generally recommend is, because cigarette smoke is so pervasive and it gets into everything, if you do have to replace the carpet, which you did. Unfortunately, you didn't seal the floors at the same time, which would have been obviously the easy time to do that.
Right.
And the reason we say that is because sometimes those floors will basically absorb all that odor, and then they can just let it go back up, you know, through the carpet. The carpet isn't going to stop it. So we always recommend sealing that with primer, you know, good quality priming paint, which seals it in. It's kind of the same thing that happens if you use a restoration company after a fire and you get smoke damage, because the smoke gets into everything.
Yeah.
What they do is they clean it and then they seal it with the proper type of smoke sealing paint, and then that helps to control it. The other thing is any other soft material, so furnishings, blinds, drapes, anything of that nature that's still around, you need to clean or replace.
We've done that. We've done all the light fixtures, all the outlets, all the cabinets have been redone.
And what about the walls? Has the house been repainted on the interior?
Yes.
Did you prime it first or did you just paint over it?
I did prime the walls, yeah.
What do you think's left, Leslie? It sounds like she did most of this here.
I mean, it really does sound like it. The only thing I can think of is there, like, a drop tile ceiling that's like a soft, more porous material.
Is cleaning out the HVAC system, something?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, we're not big fans of duct cleaning unless you're doing a lot of remodeling.
Okay.
And you get a lot of dust and stuff in it. I mean, I don't think it would hurt, but I don't think that's going to be the cause of your problem here.
Okay.
The filter system, though, in the HVAC system may be also a place to start. If you had a better quality filter system, that could help as well. So you have a forced air system, obviously. Do you have an electronic air cleaner, or is it a fiberglass cleaner? What kind of air cleaner do you have there, or filter?
I don't know what that means.
You need to find out what kind of filter you have. If it's a disposable filter, you should be changing it every 1 to 3 months, depending on the quality of the filter.
I do change that, but I don't know what type of material
okay.
it is.
Well, if you're changing it, it's not an electronic air cleaner. So there are better air cleaners on the market that do a much better job of scrubbing the air. They're called electronic air cleaners. You could look at one called the Trane, T-R-A-N-E, Clean Effects. And there's also one from April Air that's very effective. But these types of electronic air cleaners will scrub even virus-sized particles out of the air. And that might help, because I don't think if you have just the standard fiberglass filters, that's doing absolutely nothing to capture any of this residual odor that you're talking about. So I hope these couple of ideas help you. It sounds like you're kind of on your way. The only thing that you didn't do that I would have recommended would have been to paint those subfloors when you had the carpet up.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time.
All right. Good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Well, it's summer storm season. Lots of stuff going on around the country. So how can we help you keep your money pit in tip-top shape? Whatever it is, give us a call so we can lend a hand. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie's going to connect you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Still ahead, summer is always the best time of year to turn your trash into someone else's treasure. We're going to have tips for a great garage sale after this.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickRete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, offers only the highest quality safes, delivery, moving, and repair service available. They carry several brands, including High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few. High Noble has gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. Look around your house. Look around your yard. What projects do you want to get done either now, or is there a project you want to plan for the future? Fall home improvement season is not too far away and a great time to take on bigger projects. So whether you're doing a project now or dreaming about one to get done in the future, we can help you make your home everything you want it to be. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
Taylor in North Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a two-story house. I live in North Dakota, and I have a two-story house that it has a forced air system, and it's just not getting the cooling up to the second floor and the heating up to the second floor like I feel it should. I had a contractor come in, and they recommended a product to me that I was wondering if you guys had any knowledge on it. It's a product called AeroSeal, where they actually seal the ductwork from the inside, and they claim that it'll seal up the ductwork and give me more airflow.
Is this guy an AeroSeal dealer?
Correct.
Okay. So my only concern here is the reason that you're not having adequate heating and cooling on the second floor is due to a core error in the sizing of the system. And while duct systems can certainly be leaky, I doubt that that's your entire problem, Taylor. I think that there's an issue with the design here that's at the core of this. And while that's kind of a nice thing to do, and yeah, it'd probably help a little bit, I don't necessarily think that's the first thing I would do at all. I think you ought to talk to some other HVAC contractors, and really what they need to do is look at a heat loss calculation here and figure out how much air you're moving up there, making sure you have enough supply air going up there, making sure you have adequate return ducts, that nothing is blocked or disconnected.
This is the second company that came in. The first company actually recommended for me to talk to this company because he felt the same way, actually.
Well, why do they think that your duct system is so leaky that's causing this problem? I mean, certainly leaking ducts can contribute to it, but I really don't think it's the main cause here. I can't imagine it's so inefficient. Your ducts are so poorly put together that simply sealing them is going to solve this problem. You have a very significant issue with inadequate heating and cooling getting the second floor of the house. So I think is an issue of airflow, it's an issue of design, and you know, I would explore ways that can be improved. And if you can't easily improve it, then what you might want to think about is adding supplemental heating and cooling to the second floor, vis-a-vis, for example, a split ductless system, which could supply both warm air and cool air, depending on the design, the model that you get. But I don't think this is all about duct defects in terms of leaky ducts. I think this is a design defect that you just haven't nailed it yet. Okay, Taylor, does that make sense?
All right, sounds good.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, with the last blast of garage sale season ahead, it's a good time to clean out and clean up by selling what you don't need. Now, National Garage Sale Day, yes, there is such a thing, and it's the second Saturday in August, and it's a great time to dig into those cramped storage spaces, get organized, and make a profit in the process.
Yeah, so to get started, lightening your load is much easier when you have a system. So here's our system. As you go through belongings, you want to sort them into piles of things to keep, things to trash, and things to sell. Remember, if you don't use it, or you don't wear it often, or you forgot it even existed, it probably needs to go. So I think you have to get over your separation anxiety here a little bit with all your stuff and let it go.
Yeah, now here's a for real tip, you guys. Serious shoppers are going to come early, so be prepared with your best wares a few minutes before the start time that's listed in your ad. And you want to be careful about selling things that may have updated safety features like baby furniture or car seats. And furniture and housewares and kids' sporting equipment, those are going to sell fantastically. I even found that music instruments sold very well. Now, when it comes to pricing, don't be sentimental about your stuff and overprice it in the process. If you're unsure, go ahead, do a quick online research there. You know, check out the current value on a different bunch of, you know, reselling sites. But keep things realistic. Price things a quarter or a third of what you would expect they would cost brand new. And I'm telling you, you are going to see things go flying. And I am serious about the early bird stuff. We had a, you know, an estate sale when my grandma passed away. And holy moly, people slept outside overnight in their cars waiting.
Wow. Yeah, I guess those estate sales, like, that is the coup de grace for those shoppers, right? Because they figure there's going to be all kinds of great stuff there at estate sales.
You know, we kind of teased some of the things, and they were like, I heard there's a beaded lamp. And you're like, yeah. And they're like, I want it. And you're like, oh, should I not sell it? Jeez Louise.
Yeah, wow, I didn't know it was so valuable.
It's like, it gets exciting.
It's just junk. I haven't had it all these years. Well, listen, I think there's a lot of space to be made and money to be made at the same time if you take advantage of the garage sale season. So start thinking about it now.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Up next, you got a sidewalk, a driveway, or even a concrete floor that needs some patching? We're going to share the right way that you should be doing that project just once and have it really last after this.
You live in a money pit.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
Do you have projects that need a strong construction adhesive and a watertight sealant? Total Tech from the original Superglue Corporation is the perfect solution. Total Tech bonds, seals, and repairs all types of surfaces indoors and out. It even works underwater. It's flexible and super strong, making it ideal for use around pools, sinks, and bathtubs. Total Tech is the perfect all-in-one adhesive and sealant, delivering a strong bond and flexible watertight seal. Get Total Tech today on Amazon or at your local hardware store.
Summertime means backyard barbecues, outdoor movie nights, and family vacations. It also means mowing the grass, restaining the deck, and painting the house. Wouldn't it be nice if you could conveniently manage all your home's to-dos in one place? Meet Angie, your home for everything home. Previously known as Angie's List, Angie connects you with top local pros who can help with home projects big and small. This summer, enjoy more and work less. Check out Angie.com today.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials. A power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, call us with your questions right now at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie.
Tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
Well, whether you need a quick fix or a bigger repair, it's always helpful to have the right sealant on hand, and we're giving one away that works on dozens of repairs around the house. I'm talking about the original Super Glues Total Tech. Now, you can use it to repair any type of material indoors or out, and it works in all weather conditions, even underwater. It's going to grab instantly and create a 100% watertight seal, so it's great if you've got a repair around the pool or in a sink or in a tub. I mean, this is going to work everywhere.
You'll find it at Amazon or your local hardware store, or you can learn more at supergluecorp.com/Total Tech. We've got a package of 8 different Total Tech products going out to one listener worth $64. So make that you. Call us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Lynn in Mississippi is on the line and is having an issue with a pear tree. What is going on that doesn't involve a partridge?
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I have a Bradford pear tree. But I think I made a mistake. I'm not sure, but I let it grow up right next to my house.
Okay.
My foundation is concrete, and the tree has now gotten probably, I'm guessing maybe 15 feet tall, and it's got like 3 trunks. It's very, very pretty, and it looks good, but now I've gotten concerned. My concrete foundation is pretty thick, but does Bradford pear trees have a tendency to try to grow up through concrete foundations?
You know, pear trees don't get that big to a point where they typically impact foundations. And if they did, you would probably see some evidence of that. So, you know, while it sounds big to you, pear trees, standard pear trees get to be like, you know, 18 to 20 feet tall or so. And that's just not big enough to really do much foundation damage. So I think you can live with that for a while. Just keep an eye on it. I wouldn't tear that out.
That is wonderful news. Okay, what should I look for? I mean, can I go on the outside where it's right there close to the house? Is there something that I can look for that will kind of tell me it could be a problem before it actually starts buckling my concrete?
Actually, you would see it on the inside. If you saw any cracks forming in the concrete opposite where the pear tree is, that would be a good indicator of it. But, boy, it takes an awful lot of force to do that. And trees are going, the roots are going to try to find the path of least resistance. So I just don't think it's very likely that you're going to see that. But I'd see it on the inside first, okay?
Thank you so very much. I'm going to leave it alone.
Well, repairing concrete that's become chipped or broken or deteriorated, like on steps or on your foundation or your driveway and sidewalks, is a pretty common home repair project. But unfortunately, it's also one that a lot of homeowners and even pros get wrong and end up doing over and over again. And here's why. It's really simple. They use the wrong repair material. You can't repair concrete with more concrete. You can't repair concrete with mortar mix because it just won't stick to the old surface. So as a result, 6 months or a year later, that patch falls out, and there you go. You got to do it all over again.
Yeah, if you really want to do this once and have that repair last, it's important that you choose a product that's designed specifically for structural repairs and one that's designed to stick to those old surfaces. Now, Quikrete, they're really good at this, and they make a product called Polymer Modified Structural Repair. And of all the Quikrete repair products, this is one that's the most versatile because it's strong, it's going to set fast, and most importantly, it has a high bond strength, which means it's going to stick like crazy to that old concrete surface that you're trying to fix. Yeah, now here's the deal. You can use this for horizontal, vertical, or even overhead concrete repairs, and it can be easily shaped to match the surface that you're repairing, and it sets in about 20 to 40 minutes.
But most importantly, when you make this repair once, it's totally done. Now, if you want to learn more about repairing concrete and the Polymer Modified Structural Repair product, go to Quikrete.com and be sure to check out the how-to videos. Quikrete, what America is made of.
Now we've got Peg from Rhode Island on the line with a question about a fiberglass shower insert. Let me guess, the tiles are like pink or green or something really dated.
Definitely green, yes, lime green. So right now I have a whole under the sea thing going on in there to try to accommodate that.
Holy moly. Well, you know, generally you're doing the right thing there when you try to decorate around the color scheme or make something
right
of it. But I get it. That color can become tiresome rather quickly. So short of retiling your bath, there are a couple of things you can do. You do have the option to paint tile, which it never lasts, in my opinion. It's something that's sort of just a temporary placeholder until you can actually redo that bath. But there are shower inserts that sort of surround the existing tile and can create a whole new bath and shower surround in, you know, a day.
Right. Actually, it's a fiberglass insert. It's not tile. It's a fiberglass insert that would need to be cut out. We actually did have one of those companies come out to put an insert. But because it's a fiberglass all one piece from probably 72 or 73, the
right
entire thing would have to be cut out. So mainly want to find, is that like refinishing spray worth the effort or cut it out and get rid of it?
So you're asking, can you re-glaze, so to speak, the fiberglass shower stall that you have right now? Or
right.
Okay.
Right. You see these companies for these resurfacing
right
sprays, whether or
right
not it's something it's even worth doing ourselves or hiring a professional, or get the saw and go to town.
Yeah, I hear you. I think that you're probably not going to be totally happy with that, because once that fiberglass surface starts to wear, unless it's made in the factory like it was the first time, it's never going to be as nice as it used to be.
Okay.
It's a pretty
okay
labor-intensive project as well. So I think if you do want to tear it out and do something else, you'd probably be better off doing that. I know it's a big
okay
job. It's a complete restoration, but, you know, there's just no shortcuts when you want to do something that's going to last you for the next, you know, 20, 30, 40 years.
Right. I don't mind the green shower myself. It's my husband minds it more than I do. With my beautiful tropical shower curtain, it looks great. White sink, white toilet, we're good. But,
cute,
you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, like Leslie said, you can decorate around it, too. There's always an
that's
option
what we've done. That's definitely what we've done. All right, so that was the main thing. Was it worth it to refinish it? And probably not.
Yeah, no, I don't think it is.
Whatever you are working on, the Money Pit is here to lend a hand. And the Money Pit is presented by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for your job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Up next, there's a popular household cleaner that's sending thousands of kids to the hospital. We're going to tell you what it is after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where Scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're making it easier than ever to care for your home. Visit Angie.com to connect with top home service pros, see upfront pricing on hundreds of home projects, and instantly book what you need done. Get started at Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We're here to help you make your good home better. If you've got questions, reach out to us at 888 Money Pit or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Stacy reached out to Team Money Pit and she writes, I've been told recently by three roofing contractors that spray foam insulation on the bottom side of the roof will void a warranty on a number of shingle brands. I recently heard you recommend doing the foam for insulation. Which is correct?
You know, we've heard this too, and it's kind of silly on a number of levels. I feel like a lot of the roofing manufacturers have not updated their warranty language to reflect what a spray foamed attic is like. Because when you put spray foam on the underside of a roof sheathing, usually you're spray foaming the entire attic. And what that's doing is turning the attic into a conditioned space, which just ends up being a heck of a lot cooler than it ever was before. So in my view, it would probably make them last longer. The warranties talk about the need for ventilation and evacuation of moisture in attics, but that just doesn't happen with spray foam. And the second thing is that, as you may have heard me say before, I think a lot of roofing warranties, shingle warranties are garbage because they only cover the material itself. They don't cover labor, and they're only going to give you replacement costs. So if the roof's a 20-year roof and it fails at 10, they're going to give you half the cost of shingles for a new roof, but not the labor to tear the old ones off and put it back on. So I don't find that those warranties have a lot of value in them. If you're going to choose a roofing shingle, I would stick with the name brand manufacturer, and I think that that's probably your best assurance of getting a good quality product.
And Stacy, I would really just focus on finding the right roofing pro for your project, because somebody who's going to want their name to be held in good regard across the neighborhood is going to really work hard for you and do the right thing. So do your research, ask around, check references, and find the right pro for your job.
Well, we all know better than to leave medicine within reach of kids. But what about basic household cleaners? Well, it turns out they can be just as toxic. Leslie has tips on how to keep little ones clear of harmful cleaning products, including one that looks like candy and is causing way more harm than good. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, those liquid laundry packets, they are a very convenient way to get the detergent into the washing machine, but they can also be super dangerous. Now, young kids, they are attracted by that bright, colorful, squishy appearance, and they're going to look at that and think this is candy. So you've got to consider this. There's about one call every 42 minutes to the U.S. Poison Control Center about a young child under six who's been exposed to the chemicals in laundry detergent packets. And a child under six is hospitalized every 42 hours after swallowing or otherwise coming into contact with a laundry detergent packet. And that's about four kids every week. And children who are younger than three, they account for the most laundry detergent packet exposures. Now, staying safe is not just a matter of keeping laundry packets out of kids' mouths. They shouldn't even be handled by the little ones. Those laundry packets, they're meant to dissolve quickly, especially when they come into moisture. You know, you throw them in the washer and they are dissolved instantly almost. So if a child's hand is warm and clammy, they're going to grab that packet and it's going to dissolve very quickly, and that's going to release those toxic chemicals onto their hands, and that can linger there. Whether or not the child puts that anywhere near their face at that moment, just holding it in their hand keeps those chemicals there, and then eventually the child's going to put their hand on their face and their eye and their mouth, and I mean, and that can cause trouble even hours later. So because of these risks, it's really important that you're very careful and you store these packets up and away from the kids.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, we all need as much storage as we can possibly get, right? But if you feel like you've exhausted all the storage space in your home, we guarantee you there are places you hadn't thought of. We're going to share tips on all the nooks and crannies in the house where you can pick up additional storage on the very next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.